Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The state of Idaho is not known as a football factory, but they do churn out the occasional big-time prospect. And this year's number one guy is four-star tight end Colston Loveland. He's got offers from Oregon State, Arizona State, Boise State, and now Alabama. Recently visited Corvallis. We'll talk to him about that and more. But right now he joins us, and we got to welcome him into the show. Colston, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you for letting me on.
Definitely. So I want to start here. You picked up an offer from Oregon State a few months ago. And since then, it seems like your recruitment has slowly picked up to the point that now Alabama's interested. How exciting has the last few months been for you in terms of being recognized as a prospect when you come from a state that a lot of times people kind of fly over on their way to California? They're making a stop in Idaho to see you.
Oh, these last couple months have been real good. You know, it's nice. I've met so many cool people and built so many good relationships with so many people I couldn't even tell you. But, no, it's been good, and it's crazy to think about, but I'm just glad I'm putting Idaho on the map and letting everyone know that Idaho does have ballers and don't skip over for sure.
You added a fourth star on 24/7 Sports. Obviously, that can be very meaningful for a recruitment. How much did you know that that potentially was coming, and how much of it was a surprise when you found out you're the nation's number 13 tight end?
Oh, it was pretty cool. I think I was in school one morning, and my phone just started blowing up, and I noticed that I got my four stars. But it was a pretty cool deal. Felt pretty good, but still got to put the work in for sure.
No doubt. And then Alabama comes in and offers. I think that happened shortly after you picked up that fourth star. Did that catch you off guard, or were you building a relationship with them and kind of thought potentially the Crimson Tide were going to pull the trigger?
Oh, I was talking to them for maybe a little under a month before they offered. So it happened pretty quick, but I was stunned for sure. It was cool, but it's been good.
Recruiting right now has been pretty tough. I said, obviously, coaches stopping in your state. They can't do that. When it's metaphorical that they can check out the film in your state and offer guys in your state, because nobody gets to take visits right now. But even without you getting to meet the coaches and go through the football facilities with the coaches, you took it upon yourself, you and your mom, took a trip to Corvallis here this past weekend just to kind of get a feel for campus. Why did you do that now? And what stood out about campus and what stood out about Corvallis?
Oh, we've been playing it for a little while just because of the dead period. But we were kind of busy. I was kind of busy during basketball season, or we would have went earlier. So we finally found the weekend. We're all free. So went up there. It's about a 9-hour drive. But right when I got there, it was everything I thought it was going to be. It was a beautiful campus, you know, luscious trees and plants and all that. So that was super cool. And then kind of gave me like that big town, small town vibe, if you know what I'm saying. Like, it was obviously a bigger city than what I'm from and where I've been, but everyone knows each other, and you could tell, like, everyone walking on the street, just a good relationship all around in Corvallis. That's what I definitely like about it.
We're talking a four-star tight end, Colston Loveland, the nation's number 13 tight end, offers from Alabama, Arizona State, Boise State, and Oregon State. Visited Oregon State this past weekend. there are kids I talk to or young men I talk to who would say, you know, I want to play in an LA. I want to play in Seattle, a big city. I get the sense from you that's not really what you're looking for, and every recruit is different. Corvallis appeals to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I'm open for anything, but I was really impressed with Corvallis, and like I said, again, anything's big compared to where I'm from. So, but no, yeah, it definitely good first impression for sure.
How many people are in your high school?
Oh, there's about 320.
320. Are you, I mean, humble brag, but are you clearly the best athlete at your school? I mean, have you been the best athlete in your school in all the major sports since you were like in the second or third grade? Or are there a bunch of kids in your grade that just are in your school that happen to be pretty good athletes?
Yeah, I think overall I'm probably the best athlete, but there's for sure some really good athletes coming out of Gooding, especially, you know, years before me, like my older brother's class, there was a bunch of athletes, and before that, and Gooding overall produces really good athletes. But yeah, no, we got some talent on our team and use it in different ways. So I'm excited for that.
So do you play 8-man?
No, we play 11.
Okay. And just everybody has to play two ways, or how does that work?
So we usually have about 60 kids on our team.
Oh, wow.
Which between varsity and junior varsity. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are playing both ways. Like, I think this last year we had, I would say, probably close 8 or 9 were playing both ways. Not all the time, but a lot of the time.
That's wild, which, man.
That's got to happen in a small town.
No doubt, man. That's very cool. So the big thing I think on a visit, especially when a parent goes, and especially when the parent is mom, it's really important that mom likes the trip. Because if you go on the trip and say, this is awesome, and mom goes, you're not going there, I'm not comfortable with my baby boy going to that school, that's kind of the end of it. What did mom think of Corvallis?
Oh, she loved it. Both my parents are, they're not pushing anything on me or away from me. So wherever I want to go, they're sticking right by my side and they're being with me. But she loved it. We went to, we ate at this place called the Downward Dog, and, it was a super cool environment, and she loved it there and had some pretty good food too. And then we went kind of downtown Corvallis on this, I would call it a strip, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, but it was a bunch of cool dinner places and bars and just good life down there. And my mom really liked that.
Very good. Is it safe to say, and you can say no, is Oregon State your leader right now? I know about a month ago when we talked, you had said, and I'd written a story that they were your leader. Are you pretty wide open, or are they still pretty much kind of in the lead for you right now?
Right now, I'm pretty wide open with everything. I'm still just taking it all in, and then wanting to go on visits everywhere that are interested, of course. And then from there, I'll have a true top whatever list. If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, especially when you're getting offers from places that you've never seen, and you're getting offers maybe from places you didn't anticipate getting offers for. It's really hard to wrap your brain around, okay, Pac-12, SEC, ACC, potentially Big Ten, weighing all your options. I imagine not being able to take visits here this past year that you've got some traveling to do. We're talking a 4-star tight end, Colson Loveland. So speaking of of your travels, you've got 5 official visits. How many have you scheduled, and where and when are you headed to what schools?
So I've got one scheduled with Oregon State right now, and that's June 18th, I believe. And then I've been talking to the University of Arizona about an official, but Oregon State's the only one set in stone right now. And then I've talked to Colorado, University of Colorado, about an official, Arizona State. So hoping to use all those 5 officials, because I definitely want to get out there and make sure, see what's best for me and my family. So.
Sounds like West Region is preferred, or just is West Region what you're familiar with so far?
That's kind of what I've been familiar with, and that's who I've been talking to most. Okay. So.
Good deal, man. I'm really excited for your recruitment. It's been fun to watch it go from this Idaho kid on film looks looks pretty good. And then, oh, he picked up a fourth star. Oh, wow, he picked up an Alabama offer. Oregon State's his favorite. This could be really exciting. This could be a fun one to cover here for 4 or 5 years. So we're rooting for the best for you. If you end up in black and orange, that'd be wonderful. But if you end up finding a better fit elsewhere, we will still root for you. Thank you, as always, for joining the show. We really appreciate you, man.
Oh, no, I appreciate you. You have a good night.
All right.